For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not everything was great. Now we get to that point in the proceedings. Listen, turnovers make up for a lot. I got a guy named Matt Warfield questioning things. So then I ask him, do you have a question? Nothing. Crickets. Is he related to Paul Warfield? Limits? I don't think so. So turnovers, in which the Steelers have been elite, they do make up for a lot. Red zone defense, they've been elite. That makes up for a lot. Third downs, they've been okay outside the top 10. Sacks, they're actually a little bit down. But what they have that the Ravens do not is closers. Alex Highsmith was unbelievable last night. I thought he was their best defensive player. And then you have Watt closing. And Watt helps make that possible. But Highsmith also helps Watt, right? I mean, it works together like Harrison and Woodley, Woodley and Harrison. Moral of that story is they have closers as pass rushers. The Ravens do not. However, what's it going to be like when this defense faces much better quarterbacks in the second half of the season? That's my question. What is that going to be like? Are you still going to be able to stop people in the red zone like you are? I thought they got lucky on a call last night. I guess it was the right call. The receiver didn't stop. I don't know. Didn't have anything to do with the play. I was not impressed with them defensively. They got gouged for almost 400 yards, a running back nobody's ever heard of, at 145. They said at the beginning of the broadcast, nobody runs on the Steelers. I don't know about that. Indy did. Dallas did. And now the Giants have. I thought the defense was going to be great, like lights out great after the first three games, really. And since then, they've had moments for sure. They've turned games with turnovers, but you're not going to be facing Aiden O'Connell, broken Aaron Rodgers, and Daniel Jones the rest of the way. And they lost to Dak, who had two long drives in the fourth quarter and beat them. And they lost to Richardson and Flacco. I don't know that this translates unless they get a lot better when you're going against Lamar twice, Burrow twice, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, who's playing great all of a sudden, and Mahomes. I don't know that this translates. I don't know. The questions we had about the secondary still stand. Dante Jackson had a bad game last night.
Worst game as a Steeler.
I don't know that Patrick Queen is what we thought he was going to be when he got here. Now, maybe he gets better. Maybe there's still, he made a nice play last night, but he's not very visible a lot of the time. And this defensive line gets pushed around a little bit. They got pushed around last night. So I have major concerns about how this defense translates to a second half where there's going to be much, much better competition, notably at the quarterback position. Do you share that concern?
Yeah, I do. I thought Queen was fine. I mean, I've ripped him pretty heavily this season. The last couple of weeks, he's been pretty good. This week, just okay. Dante Jackson, a problem. But, I mean, they're the highest paid defense. They have to play like it and not stoop down to the competition at times. Like, I know that they forced the Giants into field goals a lot of the occasions, but that long touchdown run from, what, 40, 45 yards away? I mean, guys were running into each other. Minka was, you know, 30 yards off the ball, so he's not able to come and make a play quickly enough to be able to force him out of bounds. It just seems like in the running game, either they're very, very good or they're very, very bad, and there's no middle ground, which would be more so acceptable against a Giants team that's not that good.
Yeah, my concern is getting pushed around, and they're giving up plays in the pass game. They are tackling, shoddy, even against the Jets that night. Like, their scoring defense right now is good. I think it's top three in the NFL. I don't think that tells the whole story.
They made Darius Slayton look like an all-pro, Joe. Maybe that guy should be playing in Acrisure Stadium in a couple weeks.
Matt Warfield, the review rules have been the same for years, and somehow you and Coach T can't figure it out. Hashtag let's ride. I want to see if there's more to that story. Like, obviously, Mike Tomlin, since he's on the competition committee, something was confusing to him about that situation that needs to be followed up. Not everybody's as smart as Matt Warfield, obviously, right? So let's just crush. Let's focus on the things we can crush Tomlin for, like Matt Warfield does, and not focus on the fact that through eight games, he's actually done a great job this season. That's pretty inarguable, isn't it?
You ready for this take? I think Tomlin might be the favorite for coach of the year out of all AFC coaches, because NFC is Dan Quinn. I mean, what he's doing in Washington is very, very impressive. I know there were Hail Mary falling short away from being 5-3 instead of 6-2, but he's the coach of the year right now. Tomlin in the AFC, I think, has done the best job out of all the coaches.
I would put him and Sean Payton at the top. I thought that team was lost. They're plus 53 in 5-3. So I would put him, yeah, him and Tomlin at the top, the two best coaching jobs in the AFC. Absolutely. I agree with you, Limitless Wonder. There's more guys who should be on the firing lines than not. Harbaugh's done a pretty good job, but Tomlin beat both those teams. You might be right about that. He may be. He's the AFC coach of the year.
Seriously,
so far.
Who's doing a better job than Tomlin in the AFC?
And it's the big picture stuff that, again, a little bit late, but he did get right. And I would just suggest that we need to hear a little bit more about what went down with the Pickens thing. Somehow it doesn't seem as simple as what was Tomlin doing. Every scoring play is reviewed. And yes, Matt Warfield, I'm aware that every scoring play is reviewed. I'm also aware that the officials sometimes bungle things beyond belief. Neither you or I was on the field for those conversations. You don't know what happened. I'm also aware that there's a stupid rule, like Deontay Johnson last year, that was a scoring play, essentially. Like if replay rules it was a play in the end zone that somehow is not subjected to review because on the field it was ruled not a touchdown. How stupid is that? So, yeah, I'm aware of it. Mike Tomlin's aware of it. Obviously, nobody quite as acutely as you, because you're the smartest person in the world. I think I'm going to block him, Limits. Should I?
More added to your block list, the 595th person on your block list.
Yeah, it's just the way of addressing people. You know, find a way to address people normally.
I'll block people if they name call, because I think it's just dumb and immature.
Well, it's the same old thing. Like if somebody was across the street when I left here every day heckling me, I would want them removed. Right? So this guy's blocked. Goodbye. Rest in peace to Kimbe Mutombo. Little finger wag. He's gone.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phones, Limits.
Let's go to Mario in the car.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
What's going
on? Guys, two quick points, and I'll hang up and listen. One is, you spoke on the Pickens earlier in the year. Not sure if anybody has dug into the new receiver coach that the Steelers have, Zach Bonny. He is, and one thing, I know about him, and he's a no-nonsense, you must block, you must give 100% effort. So he very easily could have been in the middle of that and said he refuses to let, you know, him move forward.
Let me jump in there. Let me jump in, because that's a great point. A great point. And Troy Aikman last night, who I think takes a lot of heat. I think he's, let's put it this way. He does his homework. Whatever you think of his opinions, he does his homework. And one thing he said on the Pickens touchdown that got called, the first Pickens touchdown that got called back, that he ran a great route. And that the one thing, and you could see the route he ran was beautiful. He was wide open in the end zone. And he said the one thing about Pickens from last year to this year is his route running is worlds better than it was. So I would have to think the new receivers coach figures in there. Good point. And what's next?
And the new receiver coach, he's a lunch pail guy. He's was a walk-on to Central Michigan, so he's been through the ringer. My second point is, where do they stand with Cam Sutton coming back, with Beanie Bishop playing so well? where does Cam Sutton fit in? I'll hang up and listen.
That's a great question, too. And I was thinking about that last night. Beanie Bishop plays, period. Whatever Beanie Bishop is doing now, he continues to do. Sorry, but you have three interceptions and all at critical times in games. You're playing. So Cam Sutton can move around a little bit. He's versatile. He can give you a de facto safety look. He can move around and he gives you depth. I'm not rushing him back into lineup, and I sure am not giving up Beanie Bishop's spot for Cam Sutton right now. No.
No, I think Beanie struggled in the Dallas game. It was not good. He has responded with two good performances, and he should not be taken off the field. I mean, sure, he's a rookie still finding his footing in the NFL. He's played very well. Cam Sutton, I mean, it wasn't all sunshine and rainbows in Detroit. He wasn't entirely one of their best corners.
No, he stunk, but he was playing a different position. They were relying on him to play outside and basically to be the number one guy, and he was horrible. Here he needs to be a slot guy. And yeah, he should get snaps. He should move around maybe a little, get snaps for sure in the slot, but I'm not taking out a guy who's turning games for you and winning games for you.
I'd keep him in. Sutton should play some packages, maybe not more nickel packages, or dime packages. I would keep Sutton in, though, or keep Bishop in for 65-70% of the plays and just work Sutton in.
By the way, poor Jermaine Illuminor. That's the guy who said, I want to be on an island with TJ Watt all day. When they left him on an island, TJ got him, as he would with anybody. You don't want to be left on an island. TJ left him on the island of misfit tackles by the end of the game. That's where that dude wound up. Now, I did read a good New York Post story where the tight end was supposed to be in motion and help with TJ on that critical play. And the guy's on the record as saying, I blew it. Dable said the guy blew it. But if you're Illuminor, that doesn't wipe out the fact that you needed to block TJ Watt on the play, and he got absolutely destroyed, and that was basically the ball game.
It's too bad his island sunk.
Man, I'll say, island's in the stream on that one. Don't poke the bear if you're Illuminor. You know, TJ said after the game, I don't need any extra motivation. And I believe him, but don't poke the bear. Right, Limits?
I mean, you're asking for trouble in that situation. And we know what always happens. If you push and jab and try to rise to the occasion and challenge somebody as good as TJ Watt, it's always the best of the best. Like Tom Brady would always do it. Peyton Manning would always do it to you if you challenged him. TJ Watt, same way.
Don't poke the Batco either. He's coming up next. October is Fire Prevention Month. 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms monthly. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Brian Batco for the next couple hours. Him and I and Limits are going to go through Ray Fittipaldo's report card next. And there's still a bunch of things we haven't talked about from this game. It was a very eventful night as the Steelers roll into the bye at 6-2, which I think, on one hand, yeah, we all would have signed up for. On the other hand, let's not go hog wild big picture with the record thing, because we also all said they better be minimum 6-2 going into the bye because of the after bye schedule. And we didn't even know the Commanders were going to be good. Now, the Bengals are significantly worse, maybe, but I don't know, man. I still consider them a major threat with their weapons on offense. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Terry McLaurin is a bona fide number one wide receiver, and Jaden Daniels, who we didn't even know he was going to play this week, played pretty well, threw for over 300 yards. Plus, the Eagles, when's the last time they've won in Philadelphia? Like 1965?
How many games have they played there since then?
Four or five.
Thank you, Limit.
Back to the days of the Steagles, maybe.
The Steagles. You think Matt Warfield covered the Steagles?
I think Ron might have covered the Steelers at the Steagles facility.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.